Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com. Seven forty-one. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and great to have you along today. And it's time again to talk with John and Kendra Smiley. They are our parenting experts this morning. And, John and Kendra, I just have to say, you guys are experts because you've done it, you've survived it, and now you're here to guide the rest of us that are still, you know, in maybe those earlier years, but the parenting never stops, right?
Well, you're always mom and dad. Hopefully you've learned or you've been able to transition into that friendship. And I want to add to that description, we actually enjoyed it too. Crazy.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome. That's a really key part, I think, too, to parenting. You have to remember, you got to enjoy it. enjoy the journey.
Well, and that can be hard to do if you're not on the same page as husband and wife, right? And we're talking about agreeing on discipline today. That's your latest article that we have up at faithradionet.com. How can parents, first of all, recognize that they may not be on the same page when it comes to discipline?
Well, I think that's probably the easiest part is recognizing it. When one says, all right, son or daughter, now this is what's going to happen. And the other one goes, no, I don't think that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first sign that you're not really singing off the same song sheet. when one thinks that, and actually it's interesting because the question we usually get is, what if we don't agree on discipline? And John and I found that really the problem or the difficulty begins sooner than that, and it's not agreeing on where the boundaries should be. You know, because then after the boundaries comes the discipline or consequences. But if you don't agree on the boundaries, big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we know that others are listening this morning and they're going, oh, this is like one of our toughest areas. And we promised that we'd open the phone line. So let me get that number out there for you this morning so we can get your calls lined up. It's 877-933-2484. It's 877-933-2484. And John, this is an area that as we've been counseling and pastoring over the years, it seems like finances and raising kids are some of those really crunchy areas in our relationships, right?
Yeah, definitely. And this is one of those areas in the parenting and raising children that comes up time and time again when we're doing seminars and just talking with parents. So this is a big topic, a big subject to deal with.
So let's say, I think one of the biggest areas too is, and I've caught my own daughters doing this, is they specifically go to either mom or I, depending on what they want, because they know which one's going to be softer in any particular area or topic. What do parents do to rein that in and to eliminate that?
Well, I think dialoguing is really important. I want to tell you that, aren't you glad your kids are smart?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Our kids were exactly the same. When it came to risky things, hey, Dad, we're going to go out and ride the horse bareback. Okay, see you later, boys. Have fun. Mom, what? No, that horse has been out of control for weeks. Okay. Then on the opposite side, Mom, There's going to be a party after FCA Saturday night, and would it be okay if we went? Oh, sure, guys, just be home by 11. What? They're going, well, that's silly. They're going to be tired in the morning. Definitely, we each have our own areas, but what's the key about not coming to a disagreement is maybe, first of all, helping one another lighten up when we need to. It's okay for the boys to ride the horse. It's okay for them to go to a party after FCA. But Mom and Dad agreeing, dialoguing about it, not leaving it with one person thinking they've lost and the other one won the contest.
Right, and I think probably one of the biggest things is when you identify the fact that, oh, we disagree here, it's not to get aggravated with one another, and that's what happens a lot of times. Mom and Dad get aggravated. They kind of go to each other's corners, and really what we should be doing is we should be looking at this, talking about it in a non-emotional way, and that's huge because in important topics like this, and we have our own ideas, Mom and Dad each has their own idea, we tend to get emotional, and as soon as we get emotional and get mad, upset, we probably won't get a lot done, and so having this conversation, it's important that we have it unemotional.
Right. We have kind of a code that we use, and I think it's great if moms and dads can get their code. And for this, our code is, we need to have an adult conversation. Because you see, when you're having an adult conversation, one of you isn't going, no, that doesn't make any sense, which would be mine. I pull the emotional one. That's kind of my default method when I want to distract John from what the truth should be here. And so having an adult conversation is the way we communicate and do it more effectively.
It's so hard to, you can't always pre-plan those conversations either. And so it's good to have that code phrase that you can use. But sometimes if it gets emotional or if it's something that has to be decided like right then, because the kids already have one foot out the door and you're both disagreeing on whether they can or can't go, how do you do that and just have that measure of self-control so that you're not like mad at each other? Because that's happened to us before at our house.
Sure.
You know, one will get mad at the other one, then all of a sudden it turns from the kid to the relationship, and you know, it can get really goofy.
Right. And that's absolutely a great point of, you know, being out of control or getting angry at that moment when it happens. That probably should happen like one time. It should catch you off guard one time, and then you probably should have a conversation of who is the default person. You know, if you get in a disagreement and you find yourself in the heat of the battle, who has the last say? Is it mom or is it dad? And then after you get out of the heat of the battle, then obviously come back and say, wow, you know, we've got to talk about this.
And you know what, PK, I want to compliment your children also, because they have figured out if they can hold off until the last minute to have this, put you two at odds and get you two focused on one another and where you don't agree, they've won again. So you guys are both raising really bright children.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, they are well aware of that, and they are very gifted and talented in that area.
Thanks for that encouragement. It's 7:47, and we're talking with John and Kendra Smiley here on Faith Radio Mornings. We're going to continue with them in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question about your parenting situation. They are here to help. 877-933-2484 is the number. 877-933-2484. Give us a call, and we will continue with John and Kendra Smiley in just a moment here on Faith Radio Mornings.
It's 7:50. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. And we've, of course, got John and Kendra Smiley, our parenting experts, on the line with us this morning, too, talking about agreeing when you're disciplining your kids and how to do that whole scenario when you've got one kid maybe going to mom, the other one going to dad, or vice versa. And also, John and Kendra, I want to introduce you to a friend of ours, Deb, who's in studio today, just kind of watching and observing. And she has some girls, and she had a question for you this morning.
Yes, I have four daughters, and the two middle girls are 18 and 16. They are at each other's throats, and it's causing so much chaos in the house. And neither one will lay down arms and, you know, create a peace agreement. And I'm a little bit at my wit's end right now.
And so I'm guessing your question is how to separate these two fighting young ladies.
Yeah, or how to get peace back in my house.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the things that we need to do is look at some things we can do as parents. One of them is to make certain that our behavior isn't somehow encouraging this. And I know that sounds crazy. Why would you encourage it when it's making you crazy? But sometimes we do some comparison. And a lot of times the fighting among siblings comes from feeling like they're not measuring up to the standards that are being, or the approval that's being, that the other child has gotten. So that's one thing to look at as a parent. Is there any way that maybe you might be instigating this even unconsciously?
Right. Now, you've probably done this, but especially with them being that old, 18 and 16, is to sit down and talk to them and ask them, you know, what's going on, why. That's a huge question. You know, why? Why do you think this is happening? And you might be surprised at what they come up with. And then I think the other thing, especially since they're old enough, is to look at the ramifications of their actions. And, you know, who is it hurting? What kind of things does this promote? Just because they're pretty much definitely young adults, and their actions aren't helping either one of them. So that might be a question you could ask them.
Always asking why. That's the simplest question, and yet that's the question I think we fail to answer or to ask as parents. Why? What's going on? And I think I would probably ask that with each child independently. The other thing you can look at, just kind of a practical thing, is are they in close quarters with one another? I don't know what the bedroom situation is, but if these two girls are sharing a room, first of all, is there a way for them not to have to be so close? And if there isn't, I think designating. We knew of a family that two girls that sort of were bickering, they had to share a bedroom. That was just how it was. And they literally, the parents said, okay, we're going to draw this fictitious line. I don't think they actually put masking tape. And this is your half of the room, and this is yours. And just like anyone else's private space, you ask permission before you come in, even if it's a chest of drawers. These three drawers on the left are yours. These three drawers on the right are your sister's.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. We'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
And Deb will, posted.
Yeah, yeah. Deb will be sitting in next week. PK is going to be stepping out for a little vacay time, and so maybe we'll get a follow-up. I don't know. Not to put you on the spot, Deb. But,
we'll get that solved by Monday?
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. Sure, no problem.
Thanks for your question, though, Deb. Appreciate it. Getting back to the topic, John and Kendra, by the way, John and Kendra Smiley are guests here on Faith Radio, and their resources, I want to point out, are at faithradionet.com. Under Faith Radio Mornings, they have numerous books on parenting, including Be the Parent, one of them. Very good resources. So check that out at faithradionet.com.
And their past blogs there, too, always kind of review what we've talked about in the past as well. Your call's welcome this morning, too, at 877-933-2484.
So let's say that the mom and dad realize, you know, we're just not agreeing here and we're undermining each other. What's the first step to remedy that? And then also to kind of tell the kids that, look, it's not going to be as it has been.
You really hit on it. The first step, and actually John referred to it, is to have an adult conversation. It, for the good of the kids and the good of the marriage, you need to come up with a resolution. And that has to look, you know, it may be a compromise. It may be simply saying, okay, your way is what we're going to try, and we'll see how that works. And then sharing that with the kids,
right? And both being flexible when you're into that conversation, it's important that one parent not just be in cement and not be able to give a little bit. We need to be flexible, and the kids are going to pick up on it right away. We can definitely verbalize it depending on what their ages are, but they know very, very quickly when mom and dad are in agreement. They pick up on that almost instantaneously.
We know of a story where it was actually a younger child, probably about 5 or 6 years old, and he had been really playing one parent against the other for a long time, well, at least 3 years. And, he'd know, well, Dad said I could do that, and they would then be at odds with one another. And at one point, the mother said, well, if Dad says it, that you can't, then you can't, rather than giving in. And literally, this little child went, oh, nuts. I mean, he knew the jig was up. That was it. Mom and Dad suddenly got on the same page. Well, so much for that working.
And one other help here with moms and dads trying to get an agreement with this. Mom and Dad, you need to look long-term at the ramifications of the decisions that you're making right now. And sometimes as mom and dad, it's so busy and we're so involved with right now that we don't, in this conversation, and especially with boundaries and discipline, we don't ask the question, you know, what's it going to look like if we make this decision? What's the picture we're painting for this child when he's 16, 17, and 18?
Mm. That's really good. Mm-hmm. It's long-term. It's not just the immediate satisfaction. And I can attest to that whole piece, too, of where you just say, you know what, if Dad says no, it's no. We've did that at our house because I tend to be the soft touch and Dad tends to be the law. And so I just said, you know, that's what Dad said. That's what he said. And it was the same thing. It's like, well, come on. That's not
curses.
Fair.
Yeah, curses foiled again.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And it took all that anxiety and pressure off of me, to be honest. So I actually kind of enjoyed it.
You're no longer the appellate court in that
that's
case.
Right. Then, yes. That's right.
And the one other thing that I'll just throw in here with that, not only is it a huge, huge help to our kids, a benefit to our kids, but it helps in our marriage as well,
mm-hmm.
because
right.
obviously, you know, we want to be together for a married situation, and if we're not in this area, then it's not as much fun as it should be.
Right, and you know what? The kids are going to leave ultimately,
right.
and you really, it's a lot more fun if you've been getting along a little better in those 18 to 25 years.
You have something to talk about after they leave because you actually like each other. It's good.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Very well said.
John and Kendra, we always thank you for your time and appreciate your insight today on this idea mm-hmm. of being on the same page while agreeing on discipline as parents. Thanks so much. We'll check in with you guys in 2 weeks again.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.